Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing warm temperatures under a bright sun. In Haifa, expect a sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Israel's recent strikes in Gaza killed 12 people, including Hamas police officers. This report is from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that the U.S. has attacked Iran for the fifth consecutive night, focusing on degrading Iran's military capabilities. This was reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Australian Jewish News states that Airwallex plans to expand its operations in Israel after receiving $320 million in new funding. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that recent U.S. strikes on Iran could provide President Trump with new options for escalation. This update comes from earlier today. And finally, JNS reports that a Sacramento City Council member who has accused Israel of genocide leads the Democratic primary for Congress in California. This was reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Yashar Ali, a notable commentator, expressed strong disapproval just minutes ago. The Times of Israel posted earlier today that a former campaign manager for President Trump has been leading a pro-Israel influence campaign funded by the Israeli government. Belaz News reported an hour ago that U.S. forces completed a new wave of strikes against Iran, targeting various military installations to reduce threats to commercial shipping. Now, for more on those stories, starting with Israel's latest actions in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that the strikes targeted a house, killing a couple and their young daughter. Military officials claim the target was a terror operative. These developments have intensified the already tense situation, impacting diplomatic efforts. Turning to the U.S. military's operations in Iran, Ynet reveals that President Trump is considering expanding U.S. operations. The focus is on weakening Iran's ability to threaten the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as tensions remain high, affecting global oil routes and regional stability. Meanwhile, Airwallex's expansion into Israel is significant. The Australian Jewish News highlights the fintech giant's growth following a successful funding round. This move could bolster Israel's tech sector, attracting more international partnerships. Separately, the Jerusalem Post discusses the strategic implications of U.S. strikes on Iran. By targeting air defense systems and other facilities, the U.S. strengthens its position in the region. This strategy could influence future negotiations or conflicts, altering regional dynamics. Finally, the JNS reports on the political scene in California. A Sacramento City Council member, accused of anti-Israel rhetoric, leads in the Democratic primary. This reflects a broader trend of progressive influence in American politics, which could affect U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that a 14-year-old has filed a criminal complaint against TikTok for failing to remove offensive content. This legal action underscores the need for stricter content moderation on social media platforms. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a surge in an Israeli gaming stock. Buff Technologies secured a new revenue stream by partnering with a top 5 global AI company, which could lead to substantial growth. And finally, Walla Business reports that a woman who slipped in a hotel in Eilut received over $1 million shekels in compensation. This case highlights the importance of safety standards in Israel's hospitality sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.